Recording 5.2.
What are the best ways for a new business to raise money?
Well, I think there are three key areas to look at if you're an entrepreneur. The first area is bank debt. The second area is private investors, or in the UK, business angels is their colloquial term. And finally, there's venture capitalists. If you're an entrepreneur starting a business for the first time, then often bank debt is not an area which you're going to find very successful, mainly because if you're a startup business and you're an inexperienced entrepreneur, the banks won't want to lend to high-risk businesses. And if you don't have any trading history, then they are unlikely to provide you with bank debt or with an overdraft. That is, unless you want to provide a personal guarantee to the bank, perhaps putting your house at risk. The second area, if you're a startup business, is private investors or business angels. These are typically wealthy individuals that over their life have saved up a considerable amount of money which they want to invest in high-risk, high-return businesses. So these are individuals that have decided not to invest in the stock market, which is large, lower-risk investments, but to really take up an opportunity to make 10 times their money by investing in startup businesses. And the third area to look at is venture capital. Now, venture capital is only appropriate for entrepreneurs that are looking to raise more than £1 million. If it's less than £1 million, then you need to go down the private investor route. An example of a venture capitalist in the UK is a company called 3i. So if you're an established business looking to raise money, then the bank debt route is probably the most appropriate. If it's under £1 million, then it's private investors, and if it's over £1 million, then it's venture capital.